It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What changes overnight if the federal government partially runs out of money and actually shuts down? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The House of Representatives has passed a bill to temporarily keep the government funded. But to keep the government from shutting down just after midnight tonight, the Senate would have to pass its funding extension. And as you've been hearing, the votes may not be there. A key issue is Democrats who want to protect people who came to the U.S. illegally as kids. Both Republicans and Democrats are already hard at it, trying to shift blame on the other party if the government indeed shuts overnight. And I should say partially shuts down. Jim Kessler is with the centrist think tank The Third Way. Good morning.
Good morning.
Partially shutting down the government is ugly. Government contractors may not get paid. Phone calls won't get returned. And we've been doing some reporting. The IRS right now is trying to figure out what to tell employers about how to configure the new pay stubs, given the tax overhaul. And if the government shuts down, that could delay that process.
Certain things, people will feel no effect. You know, the air traffic controllers will go to work. The military goes to work. FBI is still working. Other things that are sort of the more routine tasks of government, they will stop. And yes, we have a new tax bill here. It's very complicated. What gets withheld from your paycheck and what doesn't get withheld is very hard to figure out. That is the IRS's job. Those people will stop working on it. If you're on vacation and you're going to a national park, or if you're going to the Smithsonian, you know, you're going to find the doors locked or the gates shut. So you'll still get your Social Security check, but, you know, signing up new people on Social Security, that's going to be a little bit more difficult without government employees there. So the longer it goes, the more the effect will feel, you know, meaningful for this country.
So you work at this think tank that's called The Third Way. And more broadly, are there strategies so that we're not in this situation every couple of months, which is the situation we seem to be in?
Yeah, there's a problem that's been going on for a long time that, you know, both parties have gotten very polarized. They're finding it very difficult to work together. This is an example of it. You know, the president, except for the tax bill, which they passed completely partisan, you know, the president hasn't really been able to do much of anything that's been bipartisan. He got elected actually being, you know, with the promise that he was a different type of Republican that was going to reach out to both sides. He hasn't done that. So, you know, we like parties to work together, but, you know, it's up to the president to be a little bit more forthcoming and a little bit more flexible, I believe.
All right. And most of these discussions end with a broader discussion about gerrymandering and redistricting and its connection to political polarization. But we'll leave that for a different day. OK,
that's right. Well, that's definitely a problem.
All right. Jim Kessler, vice president for policy at The Third Way, a centrist policy think tank. Mr. Kessler, thank you.
Thank you.
We should check the live market screens here. The 100 share index in London is up 0.3%. The DAX index in Germany is up just about 1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are each up. The Dow future up 0.4%. The S&P future up 0.3%. The big story continues to be bonds, still running weak with interest rates up. The 10-year Treasury yield, the benchmark for interest rates in America, is up at 2.63% this morning. Just ahead of the women's marches planned across the country this weekend and in the midst of the Me Too movement, there's new data confirming that most people harassed in the workplace keep quiet about it. It's survey data from CareerBuilder.com, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The survey found that more than 1 in 10 workers experienced sexual harassment. It was more common among women. 72% of the workers surveyed said they never reported the harassment because they didn't want to be labeled as a troublemaker.
Others said that it was their word against the other person's or they're afraid of losing their job.
LaDon Nickervon-Hayes is with CareerBuilder. She says the harassment isn't always coming from a boss.
People pointed to their peers, 60%, a client, senior management, vendor.
Nickervon-Hayes acknowledges women activists are divided over whether to focus solely on sexual harassment or gear greater effort toward getting women elected to public office. Still, Sarah Fleisch-Fink with the National Partnership for Women and Families says,
I think the important thing right now is that we're having the conversation, that some of these experiences that people have faced are being surfaced.
And the Career Builder survey says 76% of the workers who did report the sexual harassment said the issue was resolved. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Vice President Pence is bound for the Middle East this weekend. On his itinerary, three U.S. allies, Egypt, Jordan, and Israel. Recent announcements by the Trump administration that it will move the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem and cut payments to support Palestinian refugees could complicate the Jordanian leg of Pence's Middle East tour. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on that.
Jordan has 6.5 million people. It exports oil, iron, and grain. Economic growth's around 3% a year, steady but not stunning, says Jacob Kierkegaard at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Unemployment is very high, close to 20%. It's a country that obviously faces significant economic hardship related to the presence of refugees.
That's refugees from Syria and a large Palestinian population. The UN helps pay for their housing, education, and medical care. The Trump administration has just cut U.S. funding for that effort. Jordan faces massive public debt, and it's raising taxes on items like bread, fuel, and cigarettes. Paul Salem at the Middle East Institute says the U.S. wants to keep Jordan on an even keel.
It remains, I think, a key element of stability in the region, and I think the U.S. values that very much.
Jordan received about $1.3 billion in U.S. aid last year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Our engineer this week and many weeks is the esteemed Brian Allison. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.